happy International Dog Day.
And National Dog Day.
Oh, it's National and International Dog Day.
Yes.
Because you have 15 dogs in that house, so I figured that you would like that.
Yes. Anything dog-related, I'm always interested, you know.
So I got a new promo for a new TV show that's coming to Disney Plus.
Ooh.
In a few days. And yes, we're going to love it.
I am dog, and this makes me squirrel.
Is that the dog from Up?
Yep.
I am warning you once again, but I will not warn you again.
And the kid from Up.
Doug!
Doug!
Get out of my azaleas.
I digged them.
Doug the dog.
Yeah, it's not digged, it's dug.
Yes?
No, you didn't digged, you dug.
I am dog.
And squirrels.
Oh, squirrels in it too. Right. Doug Days, it's called. That's great. You know, it's funny. The only way I knew about this is I happened to, oddly enough, I follow Ed Asner on Instagram and Twitter just because I followed a bunch of celebrities. I saw that some of the celebrities were following other celebrities. So I go and I follow. Apparently, he is really beloved, Ed Asner. And he's very funny. So he's, you know, he's like 90 and he plays the old man in Up and now in, Doug Days, and he posted this. I guess it was like a reel. You know, you ever see the reels on Instagram? No, you're not on Instagram.
No.
Reels on Instagram. If you have never seen them, like you have never seen them, they're little mini videos. It's almost like it's the Instagram version of TikTok.
Okay.
Okay. So he posted this reel of him when he was on. Oh, what's the name of that? Mary Tyler Moore show. When he played the boss of Mary Tyler Moore.
Okay.
Do you remember?
Yeah, I guess. I know who he is. He's a really he was 100 years old then.
Well, that's what I mean. So it was the 1970s and he posted it and he wrote, "Look at how cute I used to be." Look how cute I was then.
Yeah, you were 100 then. How are you still alive?
But the funny thing, he's never known for his looks, which is why it's funny to see him being like, "Look how cute I was."
So another video today, it's a video for a new song, and I wanted to get your thoughts on it because it's a remake of another song, but they changed it.
This is a music video.
Right.
Oh, it's Raining Men. And who is this singing?
Myla Jam, I guess.
Okay. And why are you showing me this video? Is this going viral or something?
It will. So it will. I'm just... see what you think about the chorus. It's raining,
raining them. Oh, it's raining them. Oh my God, how woke and updated is it?
So I figured.
Wait, hang on a minute. I got a problem with this. Here's the problem I have. I love the idea of it's raining them, obviously, these days, because people have their own gender identity and there's he, she, they, them. Here's my only issue with the video you just showed me. The idea of somebody being them is their identity. That is their identity. It's not for us to decide who is a they and who is a them. They decide, like Demi Lovato is a they and a them. Halsey is a they and a them. Yet this video is only showing people who look, the best way to say it is androgynous.
Right.
You know, people that you look at and you're not sure. So you have to ask, like, what are your pronouns? Because it's not obvious, because they do seem like theys and thems. Like when you and I were first introduced to the they, the them concept, it was through Asia Kate Dillon in Billions. And Asia Kate Dillon is an actor who was born female. From what I know about Asia Kate Dillon is that they date men and women, because I've read a lot about them. And that they were the first to introduce they and them and brought it to Billions. And people are like, oh, that makes perfect sense. Somebody who you look at and you're not quite sure, is that a male, is that a female? You have to ask and say, what are your pronouns? And then Asia Kate Dillon is somebody who would say, no, my pronouns are they and them. And you go, yeah, okay, that makes perfect. Now I understand the they, them concept, like mm-hmm. for an older generation. The thing that gets confusing for people, especially older generations, is when they see someone like Halsey, who is very feminine on the outside looking, but they identify as a they and a them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people are confused by that. So I think a video like that, they would have done a better job in explaining gender identity and the concept of it if they would have had just people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like just people rather than people that specifically look androgynous. It's a little bit of it's a stereotype.
Right. Got it.
Yeah.
So
and it's misleading.
We have to redo movies like No Country for Old Them.
There you go. That's a little better.
A Few Good Them. We could do that one.
Yeah.
Robin Hood, Them in Tights.
You know, now I kind of think you might be making fun of this.
Grumpy Old Them.
Which is what I'm about to call you because I think you're missing the point here.
Three Thems and a Baby.
Yeah, no, I'm no longer on board with
White
this.
White Them Can't Jump.
Yeah, this is, I think you're really missing the whole concept here.
That stare at goats.
Oh my God.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
You need to stop right now.
Dead Them Tell No Tales.
You've definitely taken this way too far.
I'm trying to help, you know, Hollywood come up with new movies.
It's Raining Them is clever. I just wish the video had more people that were just regular people who identify as they and them rather than stereotypes. Now you've taken it a little too far.
But Grumpy Old Them. And then you could have Grumpier Old Them. And Them in Black 1 and Them in Black 2 and Them in Black 3.
Anthony at CooperandAnthony.com.
And then you can redo the song. Here they come, the Them in Black. Galaxy Defenders.
Are you finished?
Yeah, I spent a lot of time on that. People that are getting crap today, getting trolled. You know, yeah. Eric Stone Street?
Yes, of course. From Modern Family.
From Modern Family. So he's engaged now. So he got engaged to a woman.
It's important to understand that because on Modern Family, he plays one half of a gay couple. It's he and Jesse Tyler Ferguson who plays his husband on the show.
But in real life, he's straight.
And Jesse's gay.
Right. But he got engaged to a woman. He's being trolled now because people are saying, what, are you marrying your daughter?
Why? Why are they saying that? She's 41.
She's almost 42. He's 49. And if you look at her, for 42, she's beautiful.
Yeah, here's the thing. He doesn't look great for 49, and she looks amazing for 41. That's the problem here. Is, you know, it's being on television all those years has kind of aged him a little.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he does look 49. For some people looks like Eric Stone Street. For other people, you know, somebody, if you think about like Brad Pitt's in his 50s,
mm-hmm.
Brad Pitt's like 56. So if you have Brad Pitt next to Eric Stone Street and you said one of these men is 56, I don't think you would choose Brad Pitt is my point. You know, some men age better than others.
Right. So people are going after him and it blows my mind.
There's 8 years between them.
8 years. I mean, I could see it if he's engaged to a 19-year-old, but she's almost 42.
It's right. And
not that far.
She does look amazing, but girls had some Botox.
But it was fine. But she still looks great. But what I'm saying is people are trolling him and giving him crap for it. And he's like, she's like, we could have been in high school at the same time.
Right. It's only 8 years between us. Yeah. It's not like 20 years between us.
Yeah.
But see, that's the whole thing that people don't do their research. Mm-hmm. They see her, they see him, and they go, ow, you're robbing the cradle. I love the fact that they're upset about that when there are so many other couples out there that have a huge age difference and nobody cares.